If you are looped into a meeting where core values that underpin the purpose statement need some dial-up to ensure key deliverables are on the radar, then it sounds like you will understand what underpins a new book called Wankonomics by James Scofill and Charles Firth. But before we circle back to add value to this discussion, I asked James Scofill where the idea for the book originated.
Usually when you write comedy, you have to make things up. But with this book, it's basically just a verbatim, you know, transcript of conversations and behavior that takes place in offices. So it was really quite cathartic putting it together, having worked in the corporate world myself for a while. But it really is just a demonstration of what actually goes on in the real world.
Yeah, I remember when I very started my first job, I had to get used to people coming around and going, "Oh, so what did you do on the weekend?" You know, and I go, "I don't know. What did I do on the weekend?" And you had to, and then I noticed you've got part of the Wankonomics book where Wednesdays are a real problem. Tell us about Wednesdays, Charles.
Well, as you say, like on Mondays and Tuesdays, it's pretty easy to make small talk in the office because, and the key with small talk is what you want to do is you want to sound friendly, but you don't want to be friends with them. Like you don't want to get so deep in that suddenly you become friends because they're your work colleagues. You hate them, right? So yeah, saying, "Oh, what'd you get up to on the weekend?" is a great thing that you can talk about on Mondays and Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, of course, you can say, "Oh, well, what are you getting up to on the weekend?" But that leaves Wednesday as a real problem. I mean, it's essentially a national crisis about what you talk on Wednesdays. I think that's why people have recently invented the term hump day.
Yes, that comes up a lot. They go, "Oh, it's hump day." And you go, "Oh, yeah. Yes." You know,
wow,
still
something to talk
not
about.
Far to go to the weekend, only two more days, you know.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And so I kind of feel like the answer to this is just making Wednesdays just public holidays, like every single Wednesday.
Oh, that's a very, very good idea. I think that would go down well with a lot of people, yeah. Some of the other things that have come up with modern life is the way people have changed the language and so forth. And you've got a lot of phrases that people talk about, you know, drill down and key competency. Key is another thing that's come up over the years, hasn't it? Where did you collect all these lovely little terms from?
I mean, one of the things about a phrase like drill down, it's a great example of when you use a term to give the impression that what you're doing is a little bit more hands-on and practical than it actually is. Because the truth is a lot of people are just stuck in office jobs, you know, rapidly approaching middle age, you know, sending around PowerPoints and updating Excel spreadsheets. Using a term like drill down, you can imagine that maybe you're on an oil rig out in the Atlantic Ocean drilling for oil. And that gives you a sense that, you know, maybe what you're doing is somewhat useful when really you're just sending around a deck.
Yes, and I think just looking at the definitions you've got here in quickfire definitions, the Wankonomics meaning is to examine in further detail but using a power tool metaphor to make your work sound more grounded in the real world than it actually is. So they're the sorts of things that, you know, people can actually make sense then of what's going on in some of these meetings.
But sometimes it's confusing, right? Like sometimes actually these metaphors, you end up going, "What do you mean drill down? Like, what does that actually mean?" I mean, and the other one that I've heard recently is double click, right?
Oh, really? What tells you about double click?
Well, it just means drill down.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing. It just means explore further. Like you double click on something, you sort of drill down on it. But this is a recent phenomenon, the double click one, and it's spreading like a virus throughout sort of the whole workplaces across the world, basically. But I had to be explained what it meant because it was like, well, and it sounds like an old thing, like it sounds like you should know what it means, but you're just going, it's confusing. I think that's the whole point of all this workplace jargon, right? Like what you don't want is to just say very plainly and simply what you're doing, because you'd probably be able to end your entire workday by about 9:30 in the morning if you just spoke clearly.
Charles Firth there with the way to end the workday early in his book with James Scofill entitled Wankonomics from Hardy Grant, speaking with me there.